everybody.
Hi. We're back once again.
And we're synced. Well, and for now.
This time, let's see if we can stay that way.
Yeah, really.
It is, by the way, I should date this. We didn't do that before. July 10, 2014.
Are you sure about that? Oh, yeah, it is a 10.
What is tomorrow?
What am I?
Yeah, that should be...
Oh, wow, that's really exciting.
I know. A few things are exciting.
Yeah.
Sarah just found a much easier way to get somewhere very soon, and yeah. We are actually here for another project that hopefully will actually go smoothly this time. Again, this is with me. We're going to reformat my time machine.
Notice that saw I put in there on mine anyway.
On yours, yeah. It kind of hurt it on mine, but...
Yeah.
It looks like we have to reformat my time machine drive, which... That's okay. I wanted to get rid of most of the backups except for the current one anyway,
Talk about getting rid of all the recurrent restore points.
Yeah, really. Talk about
quite
being...
Literally.
Talk about being current, like by being forced to be current.
Yeah. I've never seen that happen.
Yeah, basically, for those that didn't listen to the other Boo, you can listen to it, but to summarize...
You thought you ejected your drive, you unplugged it, got an alert, and it.
Yeah, I got an error, and ever since then, it's been saying it can't read... What does it say? It can't read it. Can't repair it. It's like, I didn't know there was a problem with it.
Maybe it was already going, and you didn't know it.
Oh, that don't even say that.
I take it back.
It was rewind, you know, okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to format this thing, and I know how to do format on Windows. I have done formats on Windows many times.
Whoops, that is yours.
Oh, yeah,
this is mine.
I was going to say, I put mine away a long time ago.
Yeah,
remember, I put it in the closet where it's safe. So I'm gonna just explain that I've done many, many formats in Windows. I've done not enough formats on the Mac to remember how to do it, and you can't do it from the command line that I know of. So,
if you can, I wouldn't risk it.
Right. So I'm going to do it. Sarah is my expert here.
Yep.
And I'm going to boot into the Mac here. And we are going to, just in a few seconds here, I will be selecting the Mac as the OS to boot into.
Yep.
And when that happens, it'll be about another minute or two, and you will then see how we do in formatting the... the computer, or the not the computer, the hard drive that needs to be. No, I'm not formatting the computer. That's not going to happen. And if I have the reinstall,
the next part of the project, that will not happen.
Yeah.
But if it does, you have a backup.
Yeah, thank goodness. Now, I'd be more worried about boot camp, actually, making sure that don't go away.
Yeah.
If anything happens to that, I'm screwed.
I'd cry.
So would I. So let's just not think about that.
Yeah, let's not.
I don't think we'll need to go there. We did fine when we installed 10.9, so...
Yeah.
Let's hope we don't miss any steps. In other words, don't rush through it.
Yeah. I never rush through stuff.
Yep. All right. Let me log in here. So I'm just going to go like this. And go in. And type in my super secret, NSA issued password. Yeah. There we go.
What do I use to log in with?
Oh, what's my admin
that
password?
Night. Oh. Well, not as bad as a student who, changed it and forgot.
Changed it and forgot what it was and thought the teacher would know. Just,
how could you do that?
Yeah, really. Well, I guess they think, well, all these computers are networked together, so all the password changes must be changed. Doesn't how it work that way.
No, thank goodness.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Oh, the teacher would be like, wait, I can't log into my server.
I know. Oh, that would suck. Ouch.
I have to reinstall my server. Oh, you reinstall yours, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, we have to reinstall all of ours because the central hub that does everything, its password was changed, which required everybody else's password to be... Yeah, never mind. We won't go.
Wow, that's buffering.
It's buffering a lot. Wow. Yeah, that's normal for my computer. Like I said, every time when I do that, I've never had it... But I can't understand why it buffers. I mean, this thing isn't doing that much. It's loading all the programs, but this is voiceover talking. It shouldn't take up that much.
They modified the startup sequence of Mavericks.
Oh.
Where everything is loading at once.
Oh, okay. So it really can't try to keep up.
And this it does the same thing with mine. Mine's a little slow to begin with as well.
Right, but not quite like that, I don't think.
Not like that.
You can at least hear part of your voiceover as it's loading things. This is the error, the time machine error that hopefully we're going to be getting rid of. All right, so we'll do that. All right, now...
I really hope this format works. It better will.
It will, or I'm throwing this drive in places you don't want me to throw it. I will have no Mac backups at all.
Yeah.
Not unless you want me to... Well, I couldn't put them on your drive because that's...
Yeah, it's mine.
No, one drive cannot be used for two Macs. That's the sad part.
Mm-hmm. And there's not enough room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Your machine is...
My machine's...
Half full, right?
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, there'd just be enough room. It'd be totally full by the time I got done with it. But...
And I'd have to clean up backups. Oh,
that's right. All right, well, anyway, now what do we do? We're
a disk utility. Yeah. I have to put that in the dock, I think.
I think we did. Let's find out. Let's go there and...
Okay, 132. Disk utility, 2032.
Let's go.
You need to clean out your dock.
No, I put all those items in there, didn't I?
Yeah, oh, yeah, probably.
There we go. I didn't know I had 32 items in there, but wow.
I didn't either.
I'll have to take out some of the stuff I don't use very much.
That's what I do.
But I don't know how to take anything out of the dock, actually.
Yeah, shift M on the item, go down to options, go to the dock, and
okay. Oh, yeah, this is a very, very, for those that don't know, Disk Utility is a very complicated program to use.
It is.
So
if you really don't know what you're doing,
yeah,
you can wreck a drive.
They should almost, like, have a little dialogue that comes up when you launch this thing that says, if you don't know what you're doing,
get out
now, or... Find someone who does.
Find someone who does. Yeah. Ask for help.
In fact, they should have you authenticate when you load the program.
Oh, don't give Apple any ideas.
I know, right? Well,
that's actually, that would be an idea.
That would be an idea. I could see them doing that, actually.
Me too, in a few OSs.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. So now we got... I'm remembering some of this layout. You know, let me... Here, do me a favor. I'm going to have you take over for a minute because I want you to slow this thing down. Shh. I could do it, but I want you to have fun. Basically, I'm weird. I like to have Sarah here enjoy my Mac as much as me. That's good. That'll work.
In fact, let me then...
Oh, there we go, yeah. We can all participate and hear what's going on. All right, so now... Yeah, you're not used to using a computer this heavy.
No, I'm not! I'm really not.
She's got a MacBook Air. I still have an old MacBook Pro. So.
Oh, no, it still works. It's a year old,
yep.
Right?
A year and 4 months, actually.
Yeah.
So what 16 months old as of this month.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's see.
Go down to our 2TB drive.
Okay.
Selected disks table. No selection.
Oh, I gotta go to the table, don't I?
You can probably down arrow.
Let's see.
500.11 gigabytes. Huh? First aid. Mavericks.
I hate when it does that. That confuses the crap out of me. It switches tabs and I'm like.
Bootcamp.
Mavericks.
Super drive. Install ESDDMG.
What's that doing in there?
I didn't think. Okay.
2TB Toshiba external USB 3.0 media.
Okay, now below that is the name of the drive if you want it to be, but if you really, really want to reformat the whole thing and just get rid of all the partitions and crap like that.
Which I think we do in this case.
Yeah, I think you do.
We probably should.
Yeah. So, VO write. Oh, make sure you're still on the thing.
Select a disks table. Row 7 of 8. 2TB Toshiba external USB 3.0 media. Vertical slit first aid tab.
It said 8. I still have that song in my head.
Oh, get it out of your head. See earlier, boo.
You're currently on a tab. Erase tab, 2 of 5.
That's the one you want.
That's the one I want? Oh, I guess it would be erase, right?
Press erase tab, 2 of 5.
Unless it, well, we'll see. If not, they will have you repartition it, but that's okay.
All right, well, let's see how this works.
Partition tab, 3 of 5.
We have the partition tab.
Rate tab, 4 of 3. Restore tab, 5. To erase all data on a disk or volume, 1. Select the disk or volume in the list on the left. 2. Specify a format and name. 3. If you want to prevent the recovery of the disk's erased data, click security options. 4. Click erase. 2. Prevent the recovery of previously deleted files without erasing the volume. Select a volume in the list on the left and click erase free space.
Doesn't matter to me. I just want the data to go away.
Yeah, go away.
I just
format Mac OS extended journal.
That's
format.
Fine.
That's what you want.
Unless I want to convert this to a Windows drive, but I don't think I'd do that right now.
Name. Untitled. Content selected name.
You can call it whatever you want.
I'm going to call this 2TB. I can't put spaces in this label, can I?
No.
Okay, so I'll put...
Capital T.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't
either. Capital M-A-C-I-E.
There we go.
Name.
It'll now be called...
2TB Time Machine.
Perfect.
Insertion at end of text.
There you go.
Name. Edit text.
Now.
Erase free space. Dim button.
That's, of course, going to be dim.
Why would that, of course, be dim? We want to erase the whole thing.
Because you're not working with a partition.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's the whole drive.
Security options button.
I don't want to go in there, I don't think.
No.
That's for...
Erase button.
And erase, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interact with alert dialog. Are you sure you want to erase the disk Toshiba external USB 3.0 media? Are you sure you want to erase the disk Toshiba external USB 3.0 media? Erasing a disk deletes all data on all its partitions. This disk has one partition, 2TB Mac drive.
Yep, it's correct.
Erasing a disk deletes all.
I like how it gives you full confirmation before you do it.
Pencil, default button, erase button.
There you go.
Closing dialog.
It'll be done in a matter of about 30 seconds.
Goodbye, Mac backups from the last year.
You are now gone.
Currently on a button. Help button.
Now go left.
My time machine on the Mac's probably going to freak out now.
Yeah, it will.
Select a disk image. Busy progress indicator.
Oh, yeah. I got to do that.
Let me... Via left.
Select a disk image. Erase button.
It's done.
What? Windows formats take longer than that if you do the full format.
It's
I guess,
done.
Wow, all
right. Well, go right and see.
Selected disk image. Text, disk description, Toshiba external USB 3.0 media total capacity, 2 terabytes, 2,398,931,968 bytes. Connection bus, USB write status, read/write. Connection type, external SMART. Status,
nice.
Not supported. USB serial number, 20,130,219,030,415 partition map scheme, git partition table.
Looks
That's
good.
Right.
That definitely looks good.
Help button.
Now?
I thought it would show that it was a Mac Extended Journal. Did I miss that?
Well,
you're currently on a button.
You probably missed it. No, you didn't miss it. I don't know why it does that.
Help text,
all right,
selected
well,
disk.
So now, how can I verify that all the space is now available? Because it didn't say...
Go to your Time Machine, Dragon System Press.
Oh, right. Because
you can change your disk from there.
Okay, so...
If it remembered.
Well, let's see. I got to get out of here, so what, just close it?
No, you can stay there if you want.
Okay.
If you want, you can stay there.
Oh, just go to the... Oh,
yeah,
right.
Go to the
dock.
Can,
I have... For those that don't know, I have my Time Machine in my dock, so I can pull it up when
disk
I
utility.
Want
Disk Utility. Open. Time Machine Press Paint Document. Time Machine Press Disk Utility. System Preferences. Time Machine Window. Enable Switch. Check box.
This is going to be interesting because...
Now go all the way back because, yeah.
I just have to do this.
Close button.
I like that sound, too.
I do, too.
Close button. Minimize button.
They were very creative when they came up with the sounds for these.
Time Machine. Toolbar. Time Machine Icon Image. Image. Disk Image. 2 TB Mac Drive.
Now, see, that's not what the drive's called anymore.
But you can change the disk.
1.7 terabytes of 2 terabytes available.
That's old data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oldest backup. Latest backup. Today, 11:01.
All of that information is no longer valid.
Yeah.
Error information button. Change this button.
Change
right
it.
There. Oh, okay, yeah.
Press change to backup destinations table. Interact with dialog. 4. Window Time Machine backup destinations table. Help button. Encrypt backups. Dim don't check checkbox. Cancel
well,
button.
You need to choose
Use
your...
Disk.
Oh,
cancel
yeah, right.
Help. Backup destinations
to
table.
To interact
That's
with dialog.
That was,
backup
yeah, okay.
destinations table. Row 1 of 6.
6 choices? Wow.
2 TB Time Machine. 2 TB.
Wow, how nice of it to be the... Well, because it would be the first one because it's...
2.
Alphabet. Yeah, 2. So there...
You are currently
sure.
on a cell. Woodcamp. 1, 2 TB.
No,
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 no, no,
Matt,
no.
That would not be good. Okay.
2 TB Mac Drive. 1.7 TB.
What?
2 TB Time Machine. 2 TB.
Hold on, it still lists the other one even though it's no longer... Oh, boy, that's scary.
I don't know how to get rid of that. There must be a way to get rid of that, maybe.
Well, I think I've selected the right one.
2 TB Time Machine. 2 TB.
Seems
yeah.
like you did. Okay, stop interacting.
Yeah.
Stop interacting with backup
over.
Destinations. Take help button. Encrypt backups. Uncheck checkbox.
I don't
want
to do that.
I'm not.
I'm not too paranoid, so
no.
I'm not worried about that.
Cancel button. Use disk button.
Use disk.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Press E. Do you want to replace the backup disk to TB Mac Drive or backup to both disks? If you use both, Time Machine will take turns backing up to 2 TB Mac Drive and 2 TB Time Machine. Closing dialog.
That would be confusing as all hell. If you got both drives, you wouldn't sure wouldn't even know which backup.
If
to
you
use.
Had two disks, if you could two drives, I can see where that could be useful, but you
Control
don't.
Option,
I don't.
Six.
Not only that, this one's not always connected, obviously.
Yeah.
So it would be pointless.
It would switch. Well, but anyway, if
but
you had two
I mean
drives.
Is if one drive was... Okay, so if you had, you know, one this backup was on this drive and the next backup was on that one, if you wanted to restore to a specific backup, you'd have to know which drive it was on.
Well, I think it might show you both, but I don't know.
Oh, that's true. Well, let's see.
Replace 2 TB Mac Drive button.
Replace it, which is what I wanted to do. Right? Let me just make sure.
Use both button.
No, I don't
no.
want to do it. That's kind of impossible. Let's
right
see.
Now, I wouldn't. Yeah, just
replace 2 TB, not
so
drive
replace.
Button.
So it'll be just like an initial backup now, as if I were doing it for the first time.
Hopefully. VO around and see what you got.
You are currently on.
I'll go to the beginning.
Yeah.
Minimum of Time Machine toolbar. Time Machine icon image. Image. Disk image. 2 TB Time Machine. 2 TB of 2 terabytes available.
That's okay. That answers
That's
my question.
That's good.
That's what we want to see.
Oldest backup. None.
That's also what we want to see, given what's going on.
Yeah.
Latest backup, none.
That's also what we want to see, because it's kind of got, it still has to back up everything. It's got about 200 gig to back up, so.
Change this button. You are currently on a button. Next backup.
Actually, no, wait.
Whoa,
change this button. Next backup, 85 seconds.
Huh?
Yep, it's going to start in...
85 seconds. Oh, wow.
It starts in about 2 minutes, so it gives it about 2 minutes to...
To get ready and
change
everything,
change this button.
Yeah.
Next backup, 77 seconds.
Nice, I can
Image.
Watch it.
Image. Off button.
I wonder if it'll tell me anything about the backup, like if it'll say... 200 gig. I don't think it does.
Enable switch. Check on button. Time Machine keeps. Bullet local snapshots.
No, it doesn't. That sucks. I was hoping it would tell me, like, how much...
It
well,
will
It
in
will
minute.
When it starts, actually.
Yeah.
That's right. It will when it starts. It
but
should
check
be...
check the...
Yeah, it should be about 6... maybe, I don't think it's 200 gig, because that's my partition. So it's got to be... I think it's 60 or 70 gigs. So
yeah,
it shouldn't
so
take too long.
Button. Enable switch. Off button. Image. Next backup. 48 seconds.
Here we go. Let's watch it as it... I feel like I'm in Times Square, and they're counting down the final seconds.
You are currently
yeah.
on
you know, you hear that little...
Except the New Year countdown is a lot slower than this.
Yeah, you're
you've
right.
Noticed.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
It's like half the speed. Like, what?
I know, right? But here we go. We are down to...
Change next backup. 28 seconds.
by the time it says, I always wonder, like, when it says 28 seconds, I think it's actually 27 by that time. Cause,
well, I mean, in VOF3.
VOF3?
Yep.
1, 2, 3.
Change this button has keyboard focus.
Yeah, that's exactly what that does. Wait a minute. 1, 2, 3. Oh, what am I doing? 1, 2, 3. Yeah.
Next backup, 7 seconds.
Oh, okay, I see.
Next backup, 4 seconds. Next backup, 2 seconds.
Here we go.
Almost one.
Yep, there we go. Now, let's give it a moment so that it has time to start doing stuff. And then I will begin to look at it and see.
Oh, let's start looking now.
Okay, let's go take a look.
Backing up 17.6 megabytes of 146.47 GB.
Holy hell!
More on here than I thought. All right. I forgot I've started putting
currently
like
on a text element.
Virtual machines and stuff on here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It is.
This is gonna take a while.
Yeah.
You can probably close out of everything now.
I think I will.
Looks like it's working.
I think it is working. That's good. So that's folks. That's a little brief tutorial on how you format a disc.
And I probably did go over that, but in a less fun way. Well, actually, I probably just kind of glossed over it.
Yeah, you probably did. It's not one of the tasks you want to have to do all the time.
Uh-huh. Hence, I don't train on it all the time.
Right, but it is a good skill to know, and now you have...
Now
you have a fun way to do it. If you wish to use this in your material, you're more than welcome to. So,
oh, we'll see.
There you go. All right, folks.
The next boo will be,
Do we know what the next boo is going to be? All right, we'll catch you a little later.